This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Often older adults become victims of financial scams. Unscrupulous people target older adults because of their trusting nature or their loneliness. Dr. Anita Sharma talks with Stephanie Ray, manager at La Capital Credit Union, about recognizing and preventing different types of financial scams on this week's Life Transitions.
Hi, Stephanie. As the manager of a credit union, what kind of fraudulent activities that you find that target older adults?
One of the most common targets that we have seen are the phishing phone calls, text messages, and emails that are intended to obtain either someone's personal information or their credit or bank account information. And that can be used in various number of ways, whether it's stealing money from someone or using their information to commit identity theft.
How exactly does that happen?
The scammer will contact someone either through telephone call or an email or a text message. They'll pretend to be from a legitimate company that the consumer may do business with or may recognize the name of, and they will ask questions or give information that's incorrect. One common scam that we saw involved telephone calls telling consumers that the scammer was actually with the Internal Revenue Service and that back taxes were owed, and if they weren't paid immediately, they would be fined and arrested, and scare tactics that caused the consumer to give over personal bank account information, credit card, debit card, that kind of information to pay. Another scam involved telephone calls stating that jury duty had been missed and fines were immediately due or there would be an arrest. That kind of scare tactic causes people to give information they wouldn't normally give.
So what can we do to prevent that kind of fraudulence?
Consumers should know that legitimate businesses, government entities do not make those phone calls and those kind of threats. They should always verify who they're speaking to, not take the word of someone calling that they're with a specific agency or business. Don't even trust caller ID, because these scammers can spoof a telephone number to make it look like they're calling from somewhere they're actually not. Always verify independently phone numbers before you call them and give them personal information or credit, debit card, account number information. You just always want to be diligent and verify. Never release your personal information to someone calling you. If you initiate the phone call, you should know who you're calling, why you're calling them, and that you're calling a legitimate phone number.
And once the scam has happened, can you do something about it after the fact?
If you believe that you've been the victim of a scam, if you feel that you gave information and now you're feeling uneasy about, the first thing you should do and the best solution is to contact your financial institution.
Thanks. My guest for today was Stephanie Ray, who's the manager at La Capital Federal Credit Union. This is Anita Sharma.
Life Transitions is produced with the College of Business and Social Sciences at the University of Louisiana Monroe. Find out more at kedm.org.